Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Among the shuhada, the martyrs of the Battle of Uhud, was a sahabi by the name of Khaythama radiallahu anhu. There's an amazing incident about the sahabi and his son. Prior to the Battle of Badr, the father says to the son, that, oh my son, both of us cannot go out because we have responsibilities, so one will have to stay behind. So the father and son drew lots, and the son's name came out. Father requested the son that, oh my son, allow me to go instead. The son says to the father, if it is something besides Jannat, I would have given you preference. But this is regarding Jannat. I cannot give you preference regarding this. Nevertheless, the son, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, Sa'ad bin Khaythama radiallahu anhu, went out in the Battle of Badr and he became a shaheed. So, before the Battle of Uhud, the father sees a dream. And he sees his son fi ahsani surah, in the most beautiful appearance. And his son was enjoying the fruits of Jannat, drinking from the rivers of Jannat. And his son says to him, ilhaq bina turafiqna fil jannah. فَقَدْ وَجَدْتُ مَا وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي حَقَّى. That, oh my father, come join me. Come join me in Jannat. I have found the promises of Allah to be true. The promises that Allah has made for a shaheed, I have found those promises to be true. Come and join up with me. Since then, the father had the desire to join his son in Jannat and to become a shaheed. He requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for him for shahadat, and he became a shaheed in this battle. Another amazing martyr during this battle was a sahabi by the name of Usayrim radiallahu an. This sahabi refused to accept Islam. His entire people, the Banu Abdul Ashhal, a tribe, a clan of the Ansar, had accepted Islam, but he refused to accept Islam. On the day of Uhud, still a disbeliever, he goes looking for Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu an, the leader. And he was informed that he's gone to Uhud. He inquired regarding a few other family members, and he was informed that they are all gone. At that time, Allah placed Islam in his heart. And this sahabi takes his sword, he takes his spear, he wears his armor, jumps on his horse, and he goes into the battlefield. After the battle, his family, the Banu Abdul Ashhar, they see his body lying among the wounded, among the dead, and he still had some life. So they go to him and they ask him, knowing that he was not a Muslim, he had not accepted Islam, all along he was refusing to accept Islam. They ask him, أَحَدَبٌ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِكْ أَمْ رَغْبَةٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Did you come out because of sympathy and support for your family and your people, or because you had desire in Islam? He says, it was my desire for Islam. I accepted Islam and then I came out in this battle. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informed, he says, إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. This person is a Jannati, and he also passed away in this battle. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to ask people a question and say, do you know that person who entered Jannat without performing a single salah? And then he would tell people, it was this sahabi Usayyim radiallahu anhu. He did not perform a single salah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the guarantee that he is a Jannati. A very, very amazing matter of the battle of Uhud was Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu an. This sahabi was a crippled sahabi. He was incapable of walking, and he had a sickness. So he had four sons, and all his sons took active part in the jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Battle of Badr. Khalad radiallahu an, Mu'adh radiallahu an, Mu'awiz radiallahu an, and Abu Ayman radiallahu an. When the Battle of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preparing for the Battle of Uhud, then this sahabi expressed his desire that I also want to take part in the battle. So his sons, Say to him that Allah has excused you. Laysa alal a'ma haraj wa la alal a'raj haraj. Allah specifically has excused a crippled person. So there's no need for you to come out. Obviously out of love and concern for their father. How is he going to manage on a battlefield? So they discourage him and they prevent their father from coming out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this sahabi was not satisfied. He somehow limped and went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to come out with you in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my sons are not allowing me to come out. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, that Allah has excused you. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter turned to his sons and says to them, what's there if you allow him to go out? What's there if you allow him to go out? فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُو The Sahabi mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُو أَنْ أَطَأَ بِعَرْجَتِي هَذِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ That Allah's qasam, this is my desire that I must limp and I must hop on this crippled leg of mine, or with this crippled leg of mine, I must go into Jannat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his sons, that what's there if you allow him to go? Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shahadat. The sons allow the father to go. And when Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu, he faces towards the Qibla and he makes a special dua. The dua he makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli khaiba warzuqni ash-shahada. Oh Allah, don't allow me to come back home. Oh Allah, don't allow me to come back home to my family as a failure. And oh Allah, grant me shahadat. And Umar radiallahu anhu says that Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu, I went to look for him on the battlefield. And I found that he was actively fighting with his son Khalad radiallahu anhu. And then they both attack a group of disbelievers and Allah blessed them with shahadat. Father and son together, Allah blessed them with shahadat on the battlefield of Uhud. After the battle, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and a few women of Medina Munawwara were en route to the battlefield of Uhud. And they passed by the wife of Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu an, Hind bintu Amr bin Haram radiallahu anha. Hind bintu Amr bin Haram radiallahu anha. They see her and she has three bodies on a camel. So Aisha radiallahu anha inquires from her, how's everything? How's the battle? Not knowing what was the outcome of the battle. So Hind radiallahu anha, Hind bintu Amr bin Haram radiallahu anha, she says to Aisha radiallahu anha that, Amma Rasulullah fasalih. As for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is safe and sound. Allah has spared him, Allah has kept him safe. And she goes on to explain, Wa kullu musibatin ba'dahu jalalu. After seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam safe and secure, then every musibat and every difficulty is easy to bear. And she goes on to say, وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. That Allah has allowed the disbelievers to go back with their fury and their anger. They did not get much. وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ. Allah had taken care and sufficed the Muslims on the battlefield. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. So then Aisha radiallahu anha asks her that, what are these three bodies? Or whose bodies are these on this camel? So she explains, one body is my husband's body, Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu. The other body is my son's body, Khalad bin Amr radiallahu anhu. And the third body is my brother's body, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu anhu. I am taking them to Medina Munawwara to bury them. Imagine a woman walking with three bodies. The bodies of her son, of her father, and her brother. In our situation or any other person's situation, just losing one of these people is enough to make a person lose his mind. Enough to make a person lose his mind. The person won't know what is happening. Here this woman is taking three bodies, all three bodies, and she's still so composed, just knowing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is safe and sound. And this is not the only incident of this nature. There's another incident mentioned, apart from a few others as well, of a woman from the Banu Dinar tribe. And she comes to the battlefield to inquire what has happened. And as she is walking, she is shown the body of four immediate family members of hers. She's shown the body of her father. She's shown the body of her son, of her husband, and her brother. And every time, the only concern that she had, فَمَا فَعَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ How is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? How is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? I can manage seeing my father lying there on the battlefield, my brother lying there, my husband lying there, my son lying there. But my concern is, what is the condition of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? And every time she's given the answer, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is safe, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is sound. But she was not satisfied. I want to see Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم personally. And then only I will feel comforted and I will be consoled. And when she sees Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم finally, she holds onto the garment of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and she says the same words, كُلُّ مُصِيبَةٍ بَعْدَكَ جَلَلُ O Nabi of Allah, after seeing you safe and sound, every musibat is easy to bear, every difficulty is easy to manage. So this was the love that permeated every pore of the bodies of not only the men of Sahaba, but even the women of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This was the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they had. They were living examples of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you can be true believers until I am more beloved, more dear to him than his father, than his children, and than the entire mankind. Here are women who are seeing the bodies of their close family members, but the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most important thing that they were concerned about, and the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, the Sahabiya Hind bint Amr bin Haram radiallahu anha, she tries to urge the camel towards Madinah Munawwara, but the camel refused to go towards Madinah Munawwara. Every time she tried to urge the camel towards Madinah, the camel would kneel down and would sit down. So Aisha radiallahu anha, Aisha radiallahu anha says to her that perhaps you have loaded a very heavy burden on this camel. This camel can't manage the load. She says, no, this camel normally carries the load and burden of two camels. It is a very strong camel. There's something different and something else, some other reason why this camel refuses to go in the direction of Madinah Munawwara. And when she turned it to the direction of Uhud, then this camel very, very quickly goes towards Uhud. So she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she says, O Nabi of Allah, this is what has happened. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks her that, did your husband say anything before leaving home? So she says, yes, he made this dua. Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli khaiba. O Allah, do not allow me to go back home to my family as a failure. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is the dua. The acceptance of the dua of your husband is that his body will not be able to go home. His body will not go to Madinah Munawwara. The camel will refuse to go. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that from among the Ansar, there are such people that if they take a qasam, an oath in the name of Allah, Allah will make sure that that oath will be fulfilled. And Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu an is one of them. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Hind radiallahu anha that, oh Hind, قَدْ تَرَافَقُوا فِي الْجَنَّةِ All three of them are together in Jannat. They're all together in Jannat. Then she makes dua, she requests a dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she says, O Nabi of Allah, ud'u Allah asa an yaj'alani ma'ahum, that make dua that Allah joins me up with them as well. The next sahabi was the brother of Hind radiallahu anha, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu an. He was the sahabi to be one of the first shuhada, one of the first martyrs on the day of Uhud. He was the father of a very famous sahabi, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu an. He also saw a dream prior to the battle. He saw a sahabi by the name of Mubashir bin Abdul Munzir radiallahu an, who was martyred and made shaheed in Badr. He saw him in a dream. And this sahabi says to him that within a few days you're coming to us. And he explains that we are roaming here in Jannat, enjoying the fruits and the rivers of Jannat. So when Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu an comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and informs him of this dream, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "Hadi shahada ya Aba Jabir, O father of Jabir, this is a sign that you will be receiving shahadat and you will be privileged to be a martyr in the battle that's going to come." The night before the battle, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu an calls his son Jabir radiallahu an and he says to him that, "I have a strong feeling that I am going to be martyred tomorrow. And I will be from among the first martyrs. I have debts, and you should take care of those debts of mine. And I have daughters, so make sure you take care of your sisters." the importance of fulfilling outstanding debts, that the Sahabi makes a bequest, although he was going to become a shaheed, and he already saw a glad tidings that he will be in Jannat, but still his concern that my debts must be fulfilled. His son was very young at that time, 17 years of age, Jabir radiallahu anhu. The incident of Jabir radiallahu anhu and the manner in which he fulfilled the debts of his father, etc., is a very amazing and lengthy incident. But nevertheless, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu anhu, he makes a bequest to his son that fulfill these outstanding debts of mine, and you must take care of your sisters. And the next day, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu anhu, true to what he said, was among the very first martyrs on the battlefield. And after the battle, when his body was found mutilated as well, his son was so young, a 17-year-old son, now has a big responsibility on his head, on his shoulders. The responsibility of the debts that his father left behind, and the responsibility of taking care of all these sisters of his. And he sees his father's mutilated body in that manner. Initially the body was covered. He wanted to see his father's face. Sahaba say, you can't see his face. Understanding what the effect would be on this young son, Sahaba say, you can't see your father's face. He insists. Second time they say no. Until finally Rasulullah says, alright, show him his father's face. And then he sees his father's face. And then one of his aunts, it was either Hind radiallahu anha that was mentioned, or Fatima bintu Amr bin Haram radiallahu anha, she began to cry. When she started crying, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you are crying, whereas I have seen the angels covering his body with their wings up till the point till he was buried. Up till janaza salah was performed and he was buried, the angels were covering him with their wings. On one occasion thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jabir radiallahu anhu feeling down. Obviously the great responsibility he had, young as he was, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him one day feeling down. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, that, oh Jabir, must I tell you what happened to your father? First Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, oh Jabir, why are you feeling down? This was the concern Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for every person, that he is not feeling well, he is not feeling right, he is not looking right. What's the reason? Let me try and lift up his spirits. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, oh Jabir, you are feeling down, you're not looking well. So he says, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ustushhida abi yawma uhud wa taraka daynan wa iyalan. My father has become a shaheed. He has left this whole mountain of debts on my shoulder, and he has left these siblings of mine, these sisters of mine that I have to take care of. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, must I tell you what happened to your father? To lift up his spirits, he says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, that every person, Allah spoke to them, min wara'i hijab, behind a veil. Besides your father, Allah communicated with him directly. There was no veil between your father and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked your father that, do you have any desire? So he says, yes, I have a desire, I want to go back in the dunya. But why I want to go back in the dunya? Oh Allah, I want to give my life again for you. I want to go back to give my life again for you. So Allah said to your father that this is already my promise, that once a person is gone over to the next world, he can't be returned to dunya. However, do you have any desire? So your father said, yes, O Allah, I have a desire that you must convey the message to my family and to those that are left behind about the way in which you have honored me and you have favored me, so that they also must have the desire to give their life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that they must not feel difficult to give their life for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. That don't think that those that have been killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather they are alive. They are being given sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. They are very happy and joyous with the great favors that Allah has favored upon them. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they are happy regarding those that are still to come. That there's no fear for you, there's no grief for you. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَى. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And they are happy and joyous and rejoicing with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them, the bounties that He has showered upon them, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow the reward and the effort of those that do good to go in vain. So this is what the ayat that Allah revealed because of the request of the Sahabi Abdullah. And certain narrations explain that the reason was more general for the revelation of this ayat. That on one occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, must I tell you what happened to your brothers that had passed away in Uhud and gave their life in Uhud? Allah allowed their ruh and their soul to go into the bodies of green birds. And they are flying about in Jannat, enjoying the trees of Jannah, enjoying the fruit of Jannah, like how you see a bird flying from one place to another. This is how the shuhada are flying and roaming freely in Jannah, enjoying the fruits of Jannah, and then going to the rivers of Jannah and drinking from the waters of the rivers of Jannah. And then when they need to take a rest, then they go and hang onto golden lanterns under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the shuhada of Uhud that do you have any desire? Same, that those that are left behind must be informed of what is our condition. And then these ayat were revealed. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Together with these ayat and the ayat that we discussed, there were many other ayat that were revealed relating to the battle of Uhud. And many of these ayat console sahaba radiallahu anhum. And these ayat also give various reasons and wisdoms behind the losses that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had suffered in Uhud. Inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss those ayat, some of those ayat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.